I don't usually use the hi-hat so much, and I don't know what other drummers do.
I don't know, you'd have to listen.
Alright, well, for now, I'll just stick to this and...
Yep.
That's good for keeping, you know, when you want it really low key, just a beat,
yeah.
and without bringing the excitement up or the volume up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's just try the head out and see if we can end it with the coda together. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Probably just a little head nod at the end.
You can play a tripling feel on that. But
just make sure it's eye contact.
You can also leave it.
Yeah, let's just try the coda again. Okay. 1, 2, 3. There you go.
Good, yeah.
If you're the instrument playing the melody with something like that, chances are you're going to be the one leading that. So just, you know, especially with the drummer, just kind of look around, make some eye contact, and, you know, be a head conductor a little bit. With this one, this would be a good one to really kind of get used to arpeggiating, I think, because there are a couple of those key places where you want to be really clear about what the chords are. See how to. Yeah, let's trade again over it. I'll start a pattern that has to do with more arpeggiating things, and see if we can kind of continue it around a little bit. Yeah, this is almost like that